This is Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food.
Chanukah, Chanukah, Chag yafe kol kach, Or chaviv misaviv gilei yeled rach. Chanukah, Chanukah, Zevivon sof sof, Sof sof sof, sof sof sof, Manaim vetov.
Hanukkah is the Jewish Festival of Lights. As with every Jewish holiday, symbolic food prominently features in celebrations. Since the observance recalls the miracle of one day's supply of lamp oil lasting a full 8 days, oil takes center stage in the preparation of the holiday treats. I ventured down to my local synagogue where they were preparing the most famous of Hanukkah treats, the latke. It was a busy and lively latke factory. Robin, the office manager for Congregation Beth David in San Luis Obispo, introduced me to the day's volunteers.
I refer to the cooks that come into our synagogue as the Guild of Jewish Grandmothers because they all come in with a wealth of experience and some history behind them and their family history, and they bring it together, and all of that together becomes this most amazing group of people cooking in our kitchen. And we do have some grandfathers that cook too, so I guess I could call them the Guild of Jewish Grandparents. Yeah.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Zevivon sof sof, sof sof sof, sof sof sof, Manaim vetov.
My name is Judy, and I'm the principal of the religious school, Beth David School. And this is one of our two fundraisers for the year. We have one for Hanukkah. We sell frozen dozen latkes, and then we have a Hanukkah party. Then at Purim time, we have a Purim carnival, and we sell humintashen. So we get the grandmas baking at Purim time and the grandmas making latkes for Hanukkah.
Amira, and I'm Judy's assistant for the religious school.
I'm Janice Gope. I'm in charge of membership for the congregation.
And then, with all the sounds and smells of frying food and good friends sharing the conversation, we got down to learning about and the business of making these delicious Hanukkah potato pancakes.
A latke is a potato pancake. It has German background. Many of the Jews came from the Germanic countries. So I guess this is one of the Hanukkah traditions of Jewish people. It's made with grated potatoes, grated onions, salt, matzo meal, and eggs.
Why do you have latkes at Hanukkah?
Because of the oil. There's the Hanukkah story where the temple was destroyed and there was only enough oil to last for one day, and a miracle happened in that it was able to keep the eternal light of the Nir Tamid burning for the full 8 days until they were able to get more oil. So the tradition is to eat foods that are cooked in oil, like potato pancakes, latkes, and jelly donuts.
The Jews and Israelites go back thousands of years, yeah, right? But potatoes come from South America, so how? These haven't been going since the first Hanukkah.
Neither did jelly donuts.
Well, potatoes come from South America.
Originally.
Yeah, originally.
But they somehow got to Eastern Europe.
Yeah. According to that well-known online encyclopedia, latkes are an adaptation of the ancient Israelite fried pancake made with lentils, eaten by Jews several thousand years ago. Then, cheese latkes were common among the Ashkenazi communities until the 19th century, which is when the potato arrived in Eastern Europe. And the rest is history. According to the New Complete International Jewish Cookbook by Evelyn Rose, latkes were originally made with cheese, but since Hanukkah falls in December when milk supplies are low, Eastern European Jews began using potatoes instead of cheese.
Here's our recipe. We grate the potatoes and then we soak them in an ice bath. What that does is removes a lot of the potato starch.
Oh, look at that. The whole bottom of that bowl has a film of potato starch in it.
So the potato starch runs out and that's what makes them crisper.
Oh, okay.
Then we squeeze as much of the moisture out as we can, and then we mix it with eggs, matzo meal, salt, chopped onions.
Okay.
And we mix up a batter, and then we fry it and drain, you know, the oil off as much as we can, and then we pack them up.
That sounds pretty simple.
It is.
Okay. Can you make it more complicated for a longer radio show?
No?
Well, but then it's how you eat them.
Okay, we'll get to how you eat them in a minute. So Yukon Gold, why Yukon Gold?
Then we don't have to peel them. Skin, yeah, it's thinner. And they're a nice texture for potato pancakes. But people use all different kinds. You can even make sweet potato latkes.
Yeah.
What do you make at home?
This is the recipe I use at home.
So here you are frying them.
Yeah.
How big are they?
They're bigger than a silver dollar. We use a tablespoon to put them on.
So an oversized tablespoon.
Yeah, yeah. But some people, like my husband, makes these giant ones. We like them this size.
So they're about 2.5 inches across, about half an inch thick.
Yeah.
How long do they take to cook?
Not very long. Depends on how hot the frying pan is.
Yeah, this one's smoking over here.
Right, I have to shut it off.
And there's only a little left.
Have you ever set off the smoke alarm?
In my house, all the time.
Can you do it in a deep fryer?
I don't know.
No, it has to be a shallow pan with about half.
I wonder if you can do it in a...
They would fall apart. You know, they just, if you had them floating in a big pot of oil, they would just disperse.
The Guild of Jewish Grandmothers transform 15 pounds of potatoes into 15 dozen latkes over 7 days using the miracle of oil.
Some of us like them with applesauce, and others like them with sour cream. And what else?
Some like it with both.
Caviar. We weren't that formal. There would be a jar of applesauce and a container of sour cream, and people put whatever they wanted on it.
Yeah. So we would go to my grandparents every year for Hanukkah. And when we walked through the door of their little home in Burbank, the smell of latkes was just, and brisket, my grandmother's fantastic brisket. And we would walk in and immediately all of the grandkids, all three of us would be in the kitchen just like begging for a latke, which of course she would give us one before dinner. We would light the menorah and then sit down for dinner, and we would have this huge table with all of this traditional Eastern European food and latkes for Hanukkah. My grandmother would make extras, and she would send us each home with extras, and we would eat them in the car home. They were so good, and they're fantastic the next morning.
Can I taste one?
Oh, I don't know, Judy. What do you think?
Do you have any applesauce or sour cream?
No.
You don't?
Yeah. Oh. In our kosher kitchen, yeah, we don't have any sour cream right now.
Everybody's hoarding their sour cream.
Yeah.
You gotta start stocking up early for Hanukkah.
I had some, I don't know where it went.
No applesauce, do I have to try a plain one?
You're just gonna have to.
I'm gonna have to try a plain one. Okay, I can try a plain one. So this is a freshly made latke.
Right.
Made by the Guild of Jewish Grandmothers here at Congregation Beth David.
Right.
Here you go. Mmm, it's very nice. Mm-hmm. I love all form of deep fried potato products, so. There was no way that I wasn't gonna like it.
Applesauce versus sour cream. Applesauce or sour cream. It's the choice you're gonna have to make. Which to put on your potato cakes.
You don't eat these 8 days in a row?
You would feel sick.
I don't think I'd feel sick. I think it'd
be it's a lot. It's labor intensive too. Nobody, unless you buy them.
Yeah, you can buy them.
A good latke is crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. Mm. Fully cooked all the way through. A little salty. My kids like them with the edge super crisp.
Amira, every single one of yours is the same color of golden brown.
Oh, gosh.
This is amazing.
The electric skillet.
That's patience as well.
Yeah.
The electric skillet.
Yeah, I have a lot of patience.
You have a lot of patience.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yes.
Can I have one more? Can I take one more? Can I take one?
Okay.
It's kind of like hash brown.
Do you think they're related?
Well, it's basically the same idea, except the hash browns don't have the egg and the matzo meal.
Do you think that latkes are the precursor to the hash brown?
I have no idea.
Maybe we'll have to look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Except hash browns are not in a cake.
Oh, real ones are. When you go to a diner, they look exactly like this, but they're bigger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're free form.
Maybe they copied us.
That's what I think. I think some Jew started a diner and made big latkes, and somebody said, hey, I like those.
Yeah, could be.
The hash brown came to America in the late 1800s and is a derivative of the rösti, a potato pancake from Bern, Switzerland. The latkes were delicious, and whether you are celebrating Hanukkah or not, give them a try, either in your kitchen or from the frozen food section. Or if you're really lucky, get an invitation to a Hanukkah celebration by one of the Guild of Jewish Grandmothers at Congregation Beth David. But latkes aren't the only Hanukkah treat. Amira, who is from Israel, told me about another oily tradition.
My name is Amira. Those are the jelly donuts, and in Hebrew, sufganiyot. I'm from Israel, and Israel is a very secular country. We didn't spend a lot of time in synagogues, but I did grow up with Hanukkah. We did eat the latkes and the sufganiyot, but we didn't make them at home. The traditional is to inject inside strawberry jelly. I even make it with chocolate these days.
Does that count?
Yeah, it's not traditional, but it's count. Chocolate always counts. We have the menorah at home, so we do the candles. We buy the donuts. We don't make them because it's only me and him, and we watch our diets. Because this is a lot of oil. And as you know, the Jewish holidays, there's a lot of eating, so, and there's a lot of holidays, so I have to watch it.
I got the full story of the Hanukkah donut from a Tascadero native and food blogger, Tori Avey, on a sketchy phone line.
My name is Tori Avey, and I am a food blogger. I have a food website called toriavey.com. And I explore the history of various foods, culinary traditions. I tend to focus on the Middle East and Mediterranean. I explore a lot of Israeli food.
I can't really pronounce it, but there's donuts that are eaten at Hanukkah.
Yes, they're called sufganiyot.
Sufganiyot.
You might be more familiar with like a jelly donut at the bakery. That's basically what it is. It's a fried jelly donut, usually with a dusting of sugar or powdered sugar. Over time, it's actually become popular to have different kinds of fillings. So you'll find them filled with custard or Nutella or, you know, various sweet fillings. But generally speaking, the most popular is strawberry or a berry jam. If you want to go back really far, you're going to be going to Germany to the German cookbook that was written in 1532 called Küchenmeisterei, which is mastery of the kitchen. That was really where the first recipe for what might be considered a jelly donut. Basically, the recipe was two round pieces of bread sandwiched around a sweet jam filling and then fried in lard.
I'm assuming that that wasn't used for Hanukkah because it was done in lard.
You're absolutely right. When that recipe was published, it became very popular throughout Europe. Jewish populations throughout Europe decided to fry the treat in goose fat or in chicken fat, which is called schmaltz. And then it kind of evolved as a lot of Jews moved to, well, they made aliyah to Israel because of the rising anti-Semitism prior to World War II. And they brought their own version of jelly donuts with them. And in Israel, there was already a tradition for Hanukkah. North African Jews would make these deep fried donuts called svench. There were also Sephardic Jews that had their own fried donut tradition. So there were all of these donut traditions throughout Israel. And the jelly donuts came from Eastern Europe. And then something interesting happened. There's a labor union called Histadrut in Israel, and they kind of popularized the idea of jelly donuts for the Hanukkah holiday, because the most popular treat you probably know of for Hanukkah is called latkes. They're very easy to make. You can make them at home. So this labor union was looking for something that was a little more complex to make so that people wouldn't be so tempted to make them at home that they would actually have to go out and buy them. And that would in turn stimulate the economy in Israel because people needed employment throughout the holidays. If you've ever tried to make donuts, it's really tricky. It's not an easy thing to do. In fact, you know, I cook, that's what I do, and for years, the right recipe eluded me. I tried so many recipes from so many Jewish cookbooks, and I just never found one that tasted like it came from bakery, so I just bought them for many years. But this year is the first year that I'm actually posting my recipe for sufganiyot because I finally figured it out, and it took a lot of trial and error, and I still encourage people to go to the bakery because it's not easy. To be perfectly honest, Hanukkah is not one of the most significant Jewish holidays. It's taken on significance because of its proximity to Christmas, and I think American Jews wanted to take part more in the holiday season, and so it became a more important holiday because of that. But generally speaking, there's really no wrong way to celebrate it as long as you're giving significance to this historical story and frying something. In our family, we tend to do the first night, we light the candle of the menorah. We bring family and friends from all different faiths and backgrounds together to celebrate with us. And we always have sukkanyot, generally from the bakery because I just don't have time to cook them, although this year I'm going to be making them because I finally mastered this recipe. It's a beautiful way to get together and celebrate family and celebrate traditions and celebrate centuries-old stories and share the story with the family and friends, but the fried food is the best part.
And there are easier ways to do this at home with slight modifications.
So we make these, they're called levivot, which is really just kind of the Hebrew word for fried treats. But these little treats are more like beignets, and they're much easier to make than sukkanyot. They're risen with baking powder rather than yeast that are fried, like the sukkanyot are. But they take on these really cool shapes, and you can drizzle them with a sugar syrup or honey. My particular favorite is like a chocolate fudge sauce that we drizzle it with, and it's just decadent. It's really delicious.
Now it is time to taste a jelly donut, so I found someone with Israeli Jewish heritage for a conversation over a donut and coffee.
My name is Nachshon Margalit, and I'm part of Congregation Or Tzafon. I'm here to enjoy a donut with Father Ian.
If this were to be Hanukkah, what should I order as my donut?
So typically you'd order something called the sufganiya, which sufganiyot are a round jelly-filled or custard-filled donut with powdered sugar traditionally. So let's see if they have any.
Okay, well, there's filled donuts right here. And look, there's one with powdered sugar on it. There's one with chocolate, and there's one glazed, and one with sugar on it. So
perfect. That looks like sufganiyot.
Okay. Oh, they actually have sufganiyot.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah.
We should order one of those.
Okay.
And they have, like, Star of David, and they have menorahs on them, and they have dreidels on them.
Very cool.
I'm going to have a sufganiyot and whatever the gentleman would like.
And I'll also have a sufganiyot. Maybe I'll take a dreidel-shaped one, and
I'll have a menorah one. Great. Yeah. Are you selling a lot of these?
Yeah, they go by pretty quick. The powdered sugar tastes really good on top of it. Anything else for you?
Do you want some coffee or anything?
Take a black coffee, please.
I'll have a small coffee as well. I've got a menorah-shaped donut. What do
Mazel
you say?
Yeah, Mazel sure.
Tov.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
There we go.
So I'm going to try this. It's nice.
It's very good. I would say the batter on this is a little more cakey, but it's very tasty.
Yeah, it is tasty. Yours has more jelly in it because yours was like an even kind of shape as a dreidel. And as a menorah that looked kind of like an hourglass, I didn't get as much jelly.
You should be jealous.
It's just traditional.
In Israel, around Hanukkah, most bakeries, donut shops, etc., they're going to pull a lot of the other product out and they're going to fill the shelves with sufganiyot. Eating fried food is tradition for Hanukkah. There's so much sufganiyot making in Israel around Hanukkah that you can literally like smell the wonderful smells in the air walking around because they're just for sale everywhere. I would say strawberries and custard fillings, really any kind of filling. When I was a kid, I really wasn't into the fillings. I'd look for the ones with no filling, but this is good. For me, the memories are my mom making sufganiyot at home. So after we would have dinner on one of the nights of Hanukkah, she would have the batter pre-made from earlier in the day. She would heat up the oil and basically make us fresh sufganiyot, which is something that I intend to pass down to my kids as well. I have in the past made them. I wouldn't say they were successful, but I'm going to try again. Making a round donut ball in oil worked fine, but getting them filled with the jelly and getting the jelly to stay inside seemed to be a little rough. I'm going to try this here. Yeah.
Okay.
With the sufganiyot, no, there's nothing more specific. A more religious family would say a prayer before eating the meal in general, but nothing specifically for sufganiyot.
And would you do this while you're lighting the candle?
You absolutely could eat sufganiyot while lighting the candles, but again, it's more of a dessert item, so it's probably after the meal. You may light the candles after the meal and then have dessert. You may light the candles before the meal. I don't know that the ritual has a specific order.
Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play.
These oil-fried treats are delightful. They can be found in bakeries, stores, and homes all along the Central Coast. And if you like playing with food, you can give them a try in your own home. The latke recipe and some of Tori's recipes for sufganiyot are included with the Playing with Food podcast page. And finally, for the person who doesn't have a Hanukkah tradition and who only knows that there is a candelabra called a menorah and a toy called a dreidel, Tori had a great analogy to explain the holiday.
Put it to me in modern terms the other day. They said it's like if you had a cell phone that had 10% charge and it lasted 8 days. That's how to put it in perspective for, you know, today's folks.
Oh, dreidel, 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 now dreidel I shall play.
Happy Hanukkah. You've been listening to Issues and Ideas on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food.